This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a possible breakthrough in the war between Russia and Ukraine. Talks between the U.S. and Ukrainian officials ending with a month-long ceasefire deal.
Emerging from talks in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, held with senior aides to President Volodymyr Zelensky, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the Ukrainians have agreed to an immediate 30-day ceasefire.
We'll take this offer now to the Russians. And we hope that they'll say yes, that they'll say yes to peace. The ball's now in their court.
As a result of progress in the talks with the Ukrainians, the administration says it will now lift its recent pause on intelligence sharing and security assistance for Ukraine. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The tariff rift between the U.S. and Canada widening. President Trump today adding additional 25% tariffs on aluminum and steel set to begin tomorrow, bringing the total to a 50% hike on both metals. Heavy rains in the forecast for the West Coast, along with the threat of more mudslides and burn-scarred areas of Los Angeles County after those wildfires. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 9.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.90 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 1 cent per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 31.8 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.52 a gallon Sunday, while the most expensive was $3.19 a gallon, a difference of 67 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 0.6 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.03 a gallon. The national average is down 8.9 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 36.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said the average price of gasoline in the U.S. hasn't been this low in March since 2021, when the pandemic significantly reduced demand and kept prices suppressed. This time around, caution is also playing a role in keeping prices lower, particularly uncertainty over tariffs, which is likely having a moderate impact. Concerns about the direction of the economy could have a major influence on fuel prices in the months ahead, especially with the high level of uncertainty surrounding tariffs. Additionally, OPEC announced last week that it would gradually begin restoring oil production after nearly 2 years of cuts, adding further downward pressure on oil prices. As a result, the typical seasonal rise in gas prices has yet to materialize, and if and when it does, it may be considerably smaller than expected. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks in prime time tonight on TNT in Indy, taking on the Pacers. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Cavaliers, who've now won 14 games in a row. Damian Lillard.
You know, they're having a great season. They're rolling. We didn't play our best game. We respect who they are and what they've done, but we feel great about where we are and our opportunity to win a game.
NFL free agency, the Packers signing two players, the 49ers left guard Aaron Banks and Raiders defensive back Nate Ross, both to four-year contracts. Defensive lineman T.J. Slayton leaves Green Bay for Cincinnati, a two-year deal with the Bengals. Baseball, Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich back from back surgery with a home run.
Yeah, I still think I can play at a pretty high level. You know, I felt like I was playing at a pretty high level last year up until I got hurt, which was unfortunate. It just came on pretty quick. That's how it goes sometimes, but I still think I can do it at a high level, and you know, just got to go out there and do it.
That's Christian Yelich with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cooler today compared to yesterday, with highs flirting with 50. We've got a crisp north breeze today, but we're sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine. Getting warmer tomorrow, we'll flirt with 60 degrees, climbing to the mid-60s on Thursday, and soaring to the mid-70s on Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Earl Ingram.
Today we are seeing the largest number of humanitarian emergencies since after World War II. We should be expanding our life-saving aid programs, not shutting them down during this time of crisis. I don't care where they come from. They are human beings. We weren't even having this conversation before 7 weeks ago, before Donald Trump took office, before a monster took office.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Xochitl Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie's senior producer, Jamie Martinson. Maggie's enjoying a few days off, but she'll be back on Wednesday. In the meantime, we've put together some of the best moments of the Maggie Dawn Show. Over the next few minutes, please enjoy our newest segment, Ask Maggie.
Is your head bobbing? Our heads are bobbing. You should watch us. Check out Civic Media's YouTube channel or check out at Maggie Dawn Show on X, Insta, and the Book of Faces, because you're probably not going to want to see my stumped face, my dull face, during this half hour of our brand new segment called Ask Maggie. You're going to find it here every Friday at 3 p.m. You get to ask me basically anything you want. I only have either 30 or 60 seconds to answer, as determined by my amazing friends in this endeavor helping me out today. My producer, Jamie, Corey on the boards. Thanks, guys, so much for helping today.
Well, we are so excited to be starting this new segment. We've had some really good questions, too, I have to tell you. And for anybody who wants to get in on this at any point, ask Maggie at civicmedia.us. Okay, so that's where you got to text. We curate this list, and it's a good list of stuff.
Is it weird that I'm nervous? I mean, is that weird?
No, that's normal.
I don't think so. I mean, like, have you drank enough? Are you hydrated?
Am I hydrated? Maybe I should actually, like, crack open an adult beverage. Maybe that would help more. Maybe next Friday we'll do it with an adult beverage.
Dab the
brow. Sponsorships. Yes, sponsorships wanted. I am a good fan of the hard seltzers, everybody. That is my jam.
You're just scared that I'm on the buzzer.
This... Also true. Yes. Also true. Well, when you all... Oh, I also wanted to ask this. Corey, a little birdie told me that you do...
That'd be me.
A heck of a Louis Anderson impersonation. Let's see what
I have to preface
give
this
us an impersonation.
I have to say I had no idea what a game show person that you were, Maggie, until you and I started working together. You have no idea how many old, I mean, like 70s, 80s episodes of game shows we watch at our house. So this is
Match Game, Card Sharks.
Yeah.
Oh, love that
all
stuff.
Of it.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
of it.
I mean, I DVR Jeopardy every day.
Are you
every day?
Are you DVRing the 1970s version of Jeopardy?
If it was on my cable package, I would completely do that because Alex, first of all, I have gone down complete rabbit holes watching Alex Trebek outtakes from like way back in the day, the F-bomb dropping. And it's so weird to watch Alex Trebek drop an F-bomb in an outtake. It's just fabulous. But this would explain your love, Corey, of Louis Anderson. He was quite the game show host.
He was on Family Feud was the host there. And can't remember if he was after Richard Karn or before Richard Karn, but somewhere.
I think it was before.
Doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
He was just the best. Yeah. I mean, you had Dawson.
Yeah.
And then you had Louis Anderson, in my opinion.
Well, let's be honest. In this day and age, Dawson would get in a lot of trouble.
Oh, for... Yes.
And the guy that ran, that hosted with the tiny mic before Drew Carey. What's that guy's name?
Bob Barker
would also be in a heap of trouble.
Yeah.
Well, here's my tease, Corey. You're going to hit me with some Louis Anderson, and I'm going to give you my one Steve Harvey line. Okay? I mean, like...
Okay.
That's fair, right? Like, I will embarrass myself and so will you.
I'm going to just sit and watch, okay? So that's what I'm going to do. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay. Corey's going first, I'll get it out of the way.
All right.
So, yummy bacon!
Do it again. Yeah, do it again. I want to hear the bacon bit again.
Show me bacon.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
Not up there.
Let me tell you, we are a life. We are a ball of fire at your next cocktail party. That is us.
I can't wait. Listen, nerds of the world, unite. We are in communion together today here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Folks, you are hearing the amazing voices of my producing partner, Jamie, and the guy running the board today, Corey. All right. Well, every good turn deserves another. I'm your host, Steve Harvey. That's what I got for you. I love me some Steve Harvey.
Oh, he's fantastic.
So funny. Everybody loves Steve. I love the ladies loving Steve. I mean, it's just all goodness. But yeah, Louis Anderson, very good. Folks, we're talking about game shows because we got a little bit of a gamification of the Maggie Dawn Show going on this afternoon. It is 3 o'clock, so we're playing our first inaugural Go At Ask Maggie. If you've got questions for me, and literally anything goes, I am an open book. And I will dump my brain out best I can. And I only get 30 or 60 seconds to answer. You can help participate, make this segment amazing by emailing your questions and thoughts to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Have I avoided this for long enough now, Jamie?
Are you ready?
Yeah, quit stalling.
Are you ready? All right, deep breath.
I'm ready.
All right. Corey, I think let's do a 60-second bet this time. Let's give her 60 because this is a little bit of a detailed question, okay?
Now, do I start this after the question?
Yes, start it after.
Okay.
All right?
For gosh sakes, you start it after the question.
I'm so sweaty. I don't know what to do.
Some of these are a little long in detail, okay, so you got to let us build up, all right? So Andrew from Maine texted in, right? And Andrew's one of our listeners on the stream and always texts the app, so thank you for that. He wants to know if the president owns a social media platform and that platform restricts posts, like blocks users, deletes posts, deletes accounts, so on and so on. Could that be considered a violation of the First Amendment since the president is clearly an agent of the government? He says, even if the president themselves is not taking the action, but they are a majority owner of that platform. All right, go.
First of all, great question, Andrew. You should be a lawyer. You should be a lawyer that works in government because, indeed, this was a question that I had to answer in my former life as Milwaukee County's Corporation Counsel. Now, there was just a Supreme Court case on this past year, but up until that case, basically, the question hinged on whether or not the elected official was posting and engaging on that social media platform in their, quote, official capacity. How the heck would you be able to tell? You may be asking. You would figure that out by basically looking at what they're communicating. Is it about their government functions, about their positions, about the policies that they're advocating for? If so, it's a public forum. And no, you could not block users or delete comments because the First Amendment prohibits government actors from inhibiting speech in that way, especially based on content. Holy cow!
10 seconds.
That was, oh my gosh,
10 seconds.
Okay, the Supreme Court has now decided that if you are speaking, you have to have the authority to speak and exercise that authority. That was the case this past March.
That was impressive. Look at you.
Great question, Andrew.
I know it was good. I said, did you have something to dab the brow with? Because I knew right? Like, it gets
sweating.
A little tense. Gets a little
very
tense.
Tense.
A little
it's
tense.
It's exciting, though. I like the I don't know who picked the, like, jammy background music, but I like it.
I think it was Aaron Z.
It was Aaron Zommers. Mr. Zommers, thank you very much for that.
Mr. Zommers. Okay, so the bing towards the end is bring these
seconds.
Horses into the barn.
10 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right, all right. You can tell this is a new segment. We're still working out the details.
You know, we did have a rehearsal, people.
Yeah,
I know it doesn't sound like it, but we did.
We tried.
Can I also give John... So John from Milwaukee just gave us a snarky question on the text line, and I just want to do this one because, John, come on, man.
Okay, I'm only going to give it 30 seconds then. So okay. Here we go.
I love it. All right. You, somebody read the question.
Okay, let me
from John,
get over there. Let
it.
Me get over there.
Unless she's got it.
All right. All right. I got it. Right. Here we go.
Jamie's got it.
All right. Why are you so angry all the time, Maggie Dawn?
Oh, John from Milwaukee. First of all, do I sound angry now, sir? Do we sound like we're angry? I don't think we do. But John, my three whys are: I hate bullies, I demand that people tell the truth, and my third thing is I want it to work better, more efficiently for everybody. And when those three rules are getting broken, I get mad.
Wow. In under the buzzer. Look
under the buzzer.
Wow. Is it going to flip sometime?
Right here.
There we go.
Oh, there we go.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the feud, is that the feud?
Yes.
That's the feud buzzing.
Yep.
I feel like a Louis Anderson needs to come back here at any moment. Like any moment, I feel like he needs to come back. All right.
He might.
We're just going to have to get a cut of Corey doing
yes.
Louis.
Yes.
Right?
Like at some point. Clearly.
I'm never doing Steve Harvey again, by the way, because I don't want to tick Steve Harvey off. Like, Steve, if you're out there. And you liked the impersonation, like, come on the show. By all means, we'll have a good discussion about the feud and all of your many endeavors.
Yes.
He's an incredible radio host.
He is. He's a
very talented man.
Little success for Steve Harvey over the
years.
Just
a wee bit.
It's not just the feud, people. He's done a few other things, too.
Yes. Was he one of the original kings of comedy?
Ah, Corey Hartman, this would be more of a question for you. I'll do a dive into that.
A little trivia. Don't ask me that question because I don't know.
No, I won't.
Answer,
I promise. We don't have anything about Steve Harvey. Although, if you really want to hear Maggie do her impression again at some point, you could text us at askmaggie@civicmedia.us, and that could be part of the questions once again here on Ask Maggie.
I didn't know it was a request show.
If you phrase it in the form of a question, she said she'll answer anything. She'll answer anything.
Basically. All right. Cam from Appleton pointing out on the text line that Steve Harvey's got a damn fine mustache.
This is true.
It's the mustache of all mustaches.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we got time for at least one more.
Are you ready for another? All right.
I hope so. Let me dab my brow.
Okay. All right. Okay. This one's a little bit more detailed. So let's give her 60 on this one as well. Because Sarah from Wauwatosa wants to know, Maggie Dawn, why do nearly half of the eligible voters, I can get words out today, not vote?
Gosh, 60 seconds, Sarah,
I know.
From Wauwatosa? I'm going to go back to people feel like they're getting screwed, that the system doesn't work for them, that the fix is in. It leads to disengagement. That is why money ain't speech. Corporations aren't people. We got to stop the corruption. We don't want billionaire overlords. We don't want more tax cuts for billionaires. We want government to work well, more efficiently, more effectively for most of us. And by most of us, I mean working people. Yeah, unless you got 50 mil or more in the bank, it needs to work better for us. So no more tax cuts for billionaires. Let's oppose from the ground up, grassroots here, Trump's tax cuts 2.0, which is basically just more giveaways to billionaires and the richest corporations in the world. I think that is predominantly why people don't vote. Shoo! I finished early!
You did!
A little early again. Warning bell ding. Who knew?
See, she does know when to end for anybody who thinks she doesn't. I think
no, I'm always slamming into the brakes.
It's because you don't normally. I mean, we have time here.
Well,
but
that's because you have Wheel of Producers right now. So
yes, this
Wheel
is true.
Wheel of Producers.
And by the way, Steve on the text line today says that Steve Harvey was part of the Kings of Comedy, and I'm looking it up right now. It looks like Bernie Mac, Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah,
some guy I don't know. I'd have to look up his name, and then Steve Harvey also in this photo.
And then like DL, right? He became one of the. Like next gen, the 2.0 kids.
I think so.
More coming up after the break.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. as many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie's senior producer, Jamie Martinson. Maggie's enjoying a few days off, but she'll be back on Wednesday. In the meantime, we've put together some of the best moments of The Maggie Dawn Show. Over the next few minutes, please enjoy our newest segment, Ask Maggie.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we're having so much fun. We don't know what time it is here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Folks, I'm your host, Maggie Dawn. I'm being helped out by my two good friends and partners today, my producer, Jamie, and we got Corey on the board for this very first inaugural Ask Maggie segment. You can join the fun, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or by emailing us your questions so they can get in the hopper for next week's episode. We're going to bring this to you every Friday at 3 p.m. That email again is askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Troy from Mount Horeb, thank you for listening, my friend. Jamie, I think we got a couple more questions for me.
We do. And I just want to quickly point out, because I know this is one of our shorter segments, that this is a way better inauguration of anything than we had a couple of weeks ago. Just wanted to point
just
that
saying.
Out. That's right. Just saying. Just saying. All right. So let's give you a little bit more of a fun one. All right. This one comes from Patty, who listens on WMDX, texts in from the Sauk County area. She wants to know, Maggie Dawn, 30 seconds for this one, Corey, if you weren't already an awesome radio host and already an incredible attorney, what would your dream job be, Maggie Dawn?
Oh, my goodness. So in Bizarro World, what is Bizarro World Maggie doing? I was one of those kids that wished I could stay in school forever and sort of indulge like every curiosity that I had. I thought for a while I wanted to be a professional violinist. Then I figured out that violinists were very temperamental. Okay, but what would I really do? I would be a writer. I love writing. Or an editor. I love editing other people's stuff even more. Give me my red pen.
Every time I talk to you, I find out about all these skills that you have. This is going to be a really highlighting segment for me too every Friday. I learned today, and we're going to talk about this, I think, a little later on. Like, you were a rugby player and stuff. I mean, our pairing just kind of came to be. So I'm learning something every day about you. This is exciting stuff. Very, very exciting stuff.
Thanks, Jamie.
Well, you're
welcome. I love doing this with you.
It's super fun. Do we want to try to get in another question here? What is our time limit? All right, Corey Hartman.
Oh, yeah, okay. we got time.
All right, all right. Ooh, this is a good one. She's going to need 60 for this one, Corey. This comes from Jeff, who is listening in the Rhinelander area. He says, should it concern us that Elon Musk is already using X to talk about Wisconsin's Supreme Court race?
Oh, say it ain't so, Jeff. Elon, just go away. Yeah, it should concern us. The man controls the flow of information on one of the world's most premier communication platforms. But listen, let's be honest. Sleazy Brad Schimmel, the shill, the shameless Brad Schimmel, I think we're going to talk about him on this network way more than Musk is going to talk about Wisconsin on X. And, of course, a fabulous candidate from the left end of the spectrum, Judge Susan Crawford, we had on the show earlier this week. It was fantastic to talk with her. We're going to have her back. Worried about it? Here's how you defeat bad speech with good speech and lots more of it. And that is what we try to do here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Ooh, done early, too.
I love it. I love
it. Crushing it.
I know. I know. That was great. That was a great answer. I want to give Troy, who's listening over in the Mount Horeb area, a little shout out here. He's texting in as this segment goes on. He's loving what he's hearing. So thank you.
Good.
Is he the only one? Hopefully he's not the only one.
Hopefully you all are liking it, too.
We're having a blast.
Yeah. Can we give Dick from Madison some love? He's one of our most regular listeners and callers. I think he had a question for me as well.
All right. Do I have that? I
got
to find
Corey,
it.
Corey, you want to answer?
Oh, you've got
question?
It. All right.
Okay.
All right.
So there was a year where the Brewers hit 13-0 on a holiday to start the season. They went 13-0 and it landed on a holiday. What holiday was that?
How much time are you giving her?
Like 30.
Okay.
Oh, so I believe it was the 1983 season where the Brewers started out their season and went 13-0. So opening days are, generally speaking, at the very end of March or early April. 13 games, a little bit over 2 weeks. What holiday is at the end of April? I don't know, Dick. Gosh, tell me. Inquiring minds, I'm going to have to Google it the break.
I just Googled it.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm buzzing in right there. The Brewers got off to a scorching start in 1987.
Okay. 87. Oh, 87. Gosh. I'm embarrassing myself for all I talk about how much of a Brewers fan I am. Okay, it was 87.
And
what was the holiday?
Are you still parsing
that's
through
a, That's a great question. That's not up there.
Can you do Louis?
It might have been tax day.
Show me tax day.
There we go.
Don't know.
A brand new car. I mean, yeah, that it was neither Louis Anderson nor Steve Harvey, folks. It's just
it was Steve Harvey doing Louis Anderson.
That's right.
Yeah, basically. Yes. I should have known that, right? Because of the George Webb burger giveaway, and I was old enough to go to it and sentiently remember it, which I'm not sure would have happened in 83, because I still would have been about knee-high to a grasshopper. I was old enough to remember I mean, listen, folks, I love the fact that Wisconsinites, if there is a deal on some eats, we will line up and wait in the stinking freezing cold or for whatever number of hours to get our free George Webb hamburger. I think I went with my best friend Gretchen, who lived across the street from me, who introduced me to the Beatles and Stevie Ray Vaughan. I think we waited in line for like 3.5 hours to get a stinking George Webb free hamburger. Oy vey.
Sometimes it's worth it, though, right?
Listen, there's still a George Webb in downtown Milwaukee. I'll hit that joint up every once in a while and get a burger and a cup of coffee. Sometimes after I've had a couple of adult beverages. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, plus that goes well with an adult beverage, let's be honest. I mean, there's
it really does.
Several ways you could pair that together and be totally okay in that answer. Totally
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, indeed. I also want to answer, Dick asked, was there a brewer I had a crush on back in the 80s? And I'm this is so averagey of me. And usually, at least I like to think of myself as not so average. But I had a huge, massive crush on Robin Yount. I mean, who didn't back in the 80s? He was freaking adorable. I even buy the Robinade every once in a while. That's going to do it for this first go-round at Ask Maggie. You can participate. Ask Maggie at civicmedia.us. When we come back, what's good, local, and overlooked with Terry Bye. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Corey.
News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Well, with some of this warmer weather that we are experiencing, you might be thinking of pulling out the grill and firing it up. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, is here to explain how just doing that may be helping the beef market.
Some of the Canadian cattle that come into those northern packing plants kind of got put on hold for a while. So we saw a really strong cash bid in the north up to 200, 201, 202. I heard numbers in that area. And that just jumped the front end of that cattle market. As the fundamentals in that market continue to stay tight, now throwing a little warm weather here as the forecasts are kind of improving and maybe a little faster. We need. I know I was firing up some burgers on the grill last night too. So this market just got some money flow into it just on the anticipation maybe things are still going to stabilize here in that retail market and that cash market.
As Heinberg was saying, these warmer temperatures may be a blessing for the beef producers as the uptick in sales might help stabilize the market. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those closing markets right after this.
Improve yield without an extra step with QuickShot. QuickShot is a quality fluency agent and a full nutrient package in one ultimate planter box treatment. It provides all the benefits of enhanced flowability, improved singulation, and fewer skips, but with a powerful jolt of nourishment. This improves uptake and vigor during emergence, leading to stronger stand establishment and increased uniformity. Go with QuickShot to help your seed reach its full yield potential. Contact your local Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information about QuickShot. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how those markets ended on this Tuesday. It is a tale of two stories in the marketplace today as cash corn closed down 1¾ at 470¼, and new crop corn is down a half at 454½. Cash soybeans are down 2¾ at 1011¼, with new crop soybeans down 2¼ at 1015½. May wheat is down 5¾ at 556¾, with July wheat down 5½ at 571¾. Class 3 milk is seeing gains as April contracts are up 37 cents at 1753 a hundredweight, and May contracts are up 16 cents at 1772 a hundredweight. Barrels of cheese closed up 4 at 164½, with 40-pound blocks up 3¾ at 167. And AA butter closed up 2 at 233. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cooler today compared to yesterday, with highs flirting with 50. We've got a crisp north breeze today, but we're sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine. Getting warmer tomorrow, we'll flirt with 60 degrees, climbing to the mid-60s on Thursday, and soaring to the mid-70s on Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, if the federal government can disappear a legal U.S. permanent resident without reason or warrant, can they then disappear U.S. citizens too? Plus, a preview of the Wisconsin Supreme Court debate. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Maggie Don Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie's senior producer, Jamie Martinson. Maggie's enjoying a few days off, but she'll be back on Wednesday. In the meantime, we've put together some of the best moments of The Maggie Don Show. Over the next few minutes, listen to Maggie break down the constitutional norms.
You're listening to The Maggie Don Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Don. On January 27th, 1838, a 28-year-old Abraham Lincoln rose before the Young Men's Lyceum in Springfield, Illinois, to make a speech that he called the perpetuation of our political institutions. If destruction be our lot, he said, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. He was concerned about lawlessness in the country as men began to ignore the rule of law and act on their passions, imposing their will, their preferences on neighbors through violence. He pointed to two events which had just happened then. The lynching of a free black man, Francis McIntosh, in St. Louis, Missouri, and the murder of a white abolitionist editor, Elijah P. Lovejoy, by a pro-slavery mob in Alton, Illinois. But the problem of lawlessness, he said, wasn't limited to those individual instances. A public practice of ignoring the law had eventually broken down all guardrails. While the lawbreakers went unpunished and became convinced that they were entitled to act without constraint, without any fear of punishment, quote, having ever regarded government as their deadliest bane, Lincoln said, they made a jubilee of the suspension of its operations and pray for nothing so much as its total annihilation. As the patriots of 76 did to support the Declaration of Independence, so too the support of the Constitution and laws. Let every American pledge his life, his property, his sacred honor. Let reverence for the laws become the political religion of the nation. And let the old and the young, the rich and the poor, the grave and the gay, of all sexes and tongues and colors and conditions, sacrifice unceasingly upon its altars. And Lincoln warned that the very success of the American Republic threatened its continuation. Quote, men of ambition and talents could no longer make their name by building the nation, since that glory had already been won. Their ambition could not be served by simply preserving what those before them had created. So they sought to seek distinction through the nation's destruction. For such a man, Lincoln said, quote, distinction will be his paramount object. And although he would as willingly, perhaps more so, acquire it by doing good as harm, yet that opportunity being passed, and nothing left to be done in the way of building up, he would set boldly to the task of pulling down. And with no dangerous foreign power to turn people's passions against, people would turn from the project of establishing and maintaining civil and religious liberty and would instead Lincoln predicted, turn against each other. He reminded his audience then that the torch of American democracy had been passed to them, that the founders had used their passions to create a system of laws, but that the time for passion had passed, lest it tear the nation apart. He asked the next generation to support democracy through sober reason, and he called for Americans to exercise, quote, general intelligence, sound morality, and in particular, a reverence for the Constitution and laws. Upon these, let the proud fabric of freedom rest as the rock of its basis. And as truly as has been said of the only greater institution, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This became known as the Lyceum Address, and it is one of the earliest speeches that Lincoln gave that has been preserved. And it really established his political career. That fundamental message that the law has to prevail over individual passions and political preferences speaks exactly to the moment that we find ourselves in today. With credit to Heather Cox Richardson, a historian that I've had on the show a number of times, that was her work pulling that together, as well as, of course, Lincoln's own words. Former U.S. Attorney Barbara McQuaid had this to say about Donald Trump's firing of career federal prosecutors who dared to try to hold the most powerful man in this country accountable for his actions, including the actions that he took after he left the Oval Office when he stole our nation's secrets. Here's what Barbara McQuaid said of Donald Trump's firing of these career prosecutors last night. Prosecutors did nothing wrong in bringing obstruction cases just because the Supreme Court subsequently interpreted the Constitution to prohibit that, despite no such limitation in the Constitution's text. By assigning supervisors to conduct an internal investigation, which has just been announced last night, they're going to actually conduct a witch hunt. Donald Trump creates an impression of misconduct by these prosecutors. Trump and his allies often complain about witch hunts. This is what a witch hunt really looks like. That from Barbara McQuaid. Here is what I fear. That now we will have to call this a witch hunt. Now we will have to talk about political prosecutions, because I am making the prediction here right now. It is 3:42 p.m. Central Time on January 28th. There will be career prosecutors in the Department of Justice who will end up facing criminal charges because they did their jobs. You think Christopher Wray was an abomination? His case was dismissed. Here we go again. My fear is that we have to call it a witch hunt, that political prosecutions are going to happen. And now the MAGAverse will simply say, see, we were right. But the doctrine of false equivalencies is the fancy word for BS. False equivalency is BS. We watched January 6th with our own eyes. We've heard from officers like Harry Dunn and Danny Hodges, who I've had on my show and did again today. People committed crimes. Jack Smith's report concluded that he would have convicted Donald Trump of crimes had the Supreme Court not waved its magic wand and declared presidents kings. So I want to step back. Here's what we got going on. The National Science Foundation has shut down hundreds of meetings to disperse federal grants. The National Institutes of Health are shutting down research projects, stopped hiring. They have stopped communicating with the public. USAID has put basically everybody on leave. The State Department, God knows, is that shut down? There are hiring freezes across the federal government. Job offers have been rescinded. Loyalty pledges in the form of Explain Your MAGA Awakening now appear on federal job applications. The inspector generals, the independent watchdogs of federal agencies have been fired. The Office of Management and Budget just, you know, stopped all federal spending, I guess. And now, frontline federal prosecutors are being threatened with criminal prosecution. They are being fired for doing their jobs. And don't forget me talking about local law enforcement and Donald Trump's threat to criminally prosecute local law enforcement officers if they do not participate in the violation of people's Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment rights in violation of the 10th Amendment principle of federalism. And Kash Patel, with his enemies list, is about to become the FBI director, the director of the world's largest law enforcement organization. Security details have been pulled from those with whom Donald Trump disagrees, putting their lives in danger. Dr. Fauci, Bill Barr, John Bolton, the list goes on. And Donald Trump just greenlit roving lynch mobs, because as long as it's in Donald Trump's interest, you will be pardoned. When they came for the socialist, I didn't speak because I wasn't a socialist. When they came for the unionist, I didn't speak either because I wasn't a unionist. When they came for the Jews, I remained silent because I wasn't a Jew. And then they came for me. When are they coming for you? This isn't how government works. This isn't how democracies work. And those should be principles and values that transcend any political system of beliefs, whether government should be smaller or bigger, whether we deride the choice of pronouns, whether we believe we've done enough to achieve equality in this nation or not. This is fascism. And he promised it and he delivered it. And Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation and the Billionaire Boys Club authored it, and he's just signing the orders. You deserve better. If you voted for Donald Trump, you deserve better. And if you stayed home, shame on you, but you deserve better. And if you voted for Kamala Harris, you deserve better. We all deserve better than this. This is lawlessness. This is favor trading. This is corruption. And let me tell you, it shouldn't be the case that to serve our country, you have to have the fortitude of Abraham Lincoln or the bank account to defend yourself from a federal investigation. That shouldn't be the litmus test for government service, because what we will do is empty all levels of government from every person who, in good faith, without fear or favor, wishes to serve. We will set every level of government back decades by the level of incompetence and self-interest and transactionalism that we're seeing on display, and it is only day 7. Now, I've made a promise to myself and each and every one of you that I will never leave a show without a ray of hope, without a thing to do to make it better. And today is no exception. So while I am heartbroken, having received probably upwards of 50 texts from people across all levels of government, from friends working as lawyers in federal government, afraid for themselves and their families and their livelihood and the future, Yeah, I'm afraid. You may be afraid, too. You may be just ticked off. I'm that, too. But now is the moment that we stand up. I'm going to give you some hope and an assignment when we come back. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is flawed about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Break us, what I can never again.
Never give up that fight for which you know to be true and right. That is your solemn duty, obligation, and privilege as an American. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't worry, I don't light my hair on fire every day, but today it needed to get lit, y'all. For the last hour, I've been talking about the culmination of a whole array of actions Donald Trump has taken. It is lawlessness. And I've stitched it together. But I have made a promise to myself and to each and every one of you that I'm never going to leave a show without giving you something to do to make it better, to never, ever give up. And this stuff's bad. I mean, it's real bad. I barely slept last night. Many of my friends barely slept last night. But I'm going to give us a list of things to do together this week and in these coming weeks and in these coming years. And the first one is to take care of yourself. Being on this show with all of you is like therapy for me. What's your outlet? Maybe it's calling in. Maybe it's texting Bill from Green Bay, Carrie from Tosa, Tom from Jackson, Mark from Prairie du Sac. I appreciate each and every one of you. Cam, of course, from Appleton, Steve in Milwaukee, Mary from Mount Horeb. Sorry, I haven't been able to get to your text today, but I wanted to get this all out there for you all. So take care of yourself. Take a break when you need it. I'm going to have a good meal and hopefully go to bed early tonight because I'm pooped. The second thing is, see if you can get a couple people you know that aren't registered to vote, and convince them to check in on this next Wisconsin Supreme Court election, April 1st of this year. Just over 60 days from now. April 1st. I think I said it was the 25th. It's April 1st of this year. Now, here's the hard part. Got two easy things. Take care of yourself. Get a couple people registered to vote. Convince them to check in on this next Supreme Court election. Here's the hard part. Sometime this next couple of weeks, I want you to sit down and talk with someone that you very much disagree with about something that you very much feel passionately about. And before you have that conversation, I want you to go online and I want you to read about their perspective, the perspective that you disagree with. I want you to go research it. And I want you to open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. And I want you to try to have a conversation about that thing. And challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Because I'm going to tell you, there is a solution for what is going on. And yes, I do think courts will stand up and most judges will stand up and do the right thing. But that's a small measure of solace because the impacts are going to be immediate and those court cases take forever. But there is a solution. And that is, on a micro level, to enact laws that insulate the Department of Justice and the FBI from political control and power. There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We can start demanding a democracy where the laws that get enacted and the referendums on our ballots actually reflect the things that we think are most important. So go have the tough conversations. Because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations. I'm still not my best at them from time to time, but I keep trying. Heck, if you've been listening to this show, I sometimes try to have them on this show when I hear from my good conservative friends. And I always try to treat people with respect because I truly believe that the vast majority of us know BS when we hear it. We know that what's happening now isn't good for us. And we know the tax cuts for billionaires on top of other already in place tax cut for billionaires ain't good for the middle class. And I'll say this as well. We all know that presidents aren't kings. Now, I'll end with the easiest thing that you possibly can do after you have that tough conversation. In that conversation, I guarantee this person, this friend, this family member, this colleague that you disagree with about something that you're real passionate about is going to say something that you're like, I hear this all the time, or I've never heard that. What the heck is that? Write it down. And then email me that at askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. And I'll address those questions this coming Friday at 3 o'clock in the new segment, Ask Maggie. Remember, friends, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Dom Salvia is up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brad Schimmel says he'll be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court to support Donald Trump's agenda. Deb Krautmiller joins us from the League of Women Voters. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and tariff troubles leading stocks to slide another day. Investors reacting to President Trump's additional 25% tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum. He says in response to Canada's tariffs on electricity to U.S. states. At the White House, President Trump, when asked about what retirees should think with the losses mounting on Wall Street.
I think they're going to do great. I think our country had to do this. We had to go and do this. They've taken away other countries have taken away our business. They've taken away our jobs.
Talks between the U.S. and Ukraine held in Saudi Arabia today, ending with a potential agreement by Ukraine to a 30-day ceasefire with Russia. No word yet on if Russia will accept the terms. The NTSB briefed the public on the January mid-air collision between a regional jet and Army Black Hawk helicopter near Washington's Reagan Airport in D.C., calling for immediate changes to flights and helicopters at the airport. This is ABC News.